up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
More than 600 people have signed an electronic petition being circulated in support of remodeling underway at the ranch in Aliso Canyon. The former Aliso Creek Inn and Golf Course is now subject to a review by the Coastal Commission, which will delay construction, even though Laguna Beach's Planning Commission granted permits in May. The petition on the ranch website seeks 5,000 signers in support of co-owner Mark Christie. A local resident sought out the commission review, citing eight areas where he questioned whether city planners had deviated from their own guidelines. The city is also modernizing its remodeling process by encouraging those with plans for major remodels and new construction projects to submit them electronically to improve submittal procedures for plan checks, often the busiest department in City Hall. A deputy building official will describe the process and software needed to submit plan designs digitally at a 1 p.m. workshop next Tuesday at City Hall. Architects, designers, engineers, residents, and real estate agents are invited. Police say they detained four Laguna Beach 16-year-olds about 7 p.m. on Sunday who were parked in a car in the 1600 block of Thurston. A caller reported observing the teens smoking pot and drinking. Officers found one of them was in possession of concentrated cannabis. Another had a prior drug arrest and was arrested for felony drug possession. He admitted to being the one who supplied his friends with marijuana. He was booked and later released to his parents. The others were cited for misdemeanor pot offenses. Professional photographer Greg O'Loughlin is now serving as president of the South Laguna Civic Association. He's taking over the leadership role from long-serving Bill Wren. Members spend a lot of effort tracking proposed development projects, such as the 8,000 square feet shop-off home and the demolition of the Stonehenge House, both properties on the ocean side of Coast Highway. O'Loughlin's intent is to focus on water quality. He's been on the board since 1992 and previously volunteered on the city's environmental committee. He invites the public to join him in caring for this little slice of Shangri-La. John Husenstam Trio performs tonight, Taco Tuesday, at the Cliff Restaurant from 7 to 10. The local guitar player is known for his jazz and blues chops and an entertaining stage presence. He shares the Cliff's outdoor fireside theater with Baba Elefante and Chris Berry. Also performing live tonight is Michael Rosas, playing 8 at the Marine Room Tavern. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at 1 Laguna.